Welcome to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. This is episode 48, and in this episode, we have two listener stories, and my own story, which will be first. So, thank you to all the listeners who sent the story. Listeners who sent a story were Harley, sent in through microstories.com. The website has been updated, so if you haven't seen it in the last month or two, I would recommend checking it out. You can also sign up for the bonus email from the website, too. And then the second listener to send in the story is Ethan, so thank you both. Also, the YouTube channel is about 174 subscribers. Closer than I thought we'd get to 1,000. Though still not very close. But I will say, if we do get to 1,000, I will have a 3- or 4-way collab with all of the previous guests. And then maybe one more guest. So that will be me, Grayson Nguyen, Isaac Noakes, and then potentially a non-Minecraft player to share their views. So if you want to see that, subscribe to the YouTube channel. The link is inside the description. Also, while you're on the website, Minecraft Short Stories does have merch, and I will be coming out with 2 or 3 new designs for the first time in about 1.5 years. So I'm quite proud of the designs, and I hope you guys will like them too. So, let's get right into the story. This story is by me, and if you guys have listened to any of my previous stories, you know I'm not very good at naming them. I called this story the Village Defend story. So, yeah. Sorry, I can't name stuff. But this is called a Village Defend story. Let's get right into it. Steve squinted at the target block he was aiming at. The sun, now at its apex, was shining brightly on the village he lived in. It had previously been raining for 3 days straight, and Steve and all his villager friends were grateful for the rest from the unrelenting downpour, though it did water the crops. Of course, the sun did make it quite hard to aim. Picking up his bow, Steve notched it and drew it back. Positioning it, he aimed it at the target block with eyes squinted. He let the arrow fly and sighed as it impaled itself into the outer edge of the target. He walked over and pulled out the arrow. Sticking it back into his inventory and picking up his bow, he began to walk back to his house. The village Steve lived in wasn't especially large, only around 40 villagers and no players other than himself. It was situated in the plains, in the dip between two hills, with some of the houses even being built into the hillside itself. Steve walked towards his house, just thinking to himself, happy for some peace in the warm spring air. Around him, the village teemed with life. Villagers were taking advantage of the warmth, and were either harvesting or planting crops as their children ran around laughing and playing. Steve smiled as two of the villager children he knew fell off a pig they were attempting to ride. The disgruntled animal wanted anything but to be ridden, and continued to resist the children's efforts to place a saddle on its back. Steve walked over to a villager harvesting carrots, and after a short conversation, took one of the carrots over to the children. Taking some extra string he had for his bow, and a stick, tying the string onto the end of the stick, and then tying the carrot to the string, he was able to make the pig follow the carrot. He showed the children how to do the same, then watched as they trod slowly off on their infatuated pig. Steve wasn't the leader of the village, he didn't have one, but he was certainly well respected, and in a lot of cases, protecting the village for example, he was essential. Whenever zombies terrorized a village, or skeletons began a siege, and it was too much for the Iron Golem, Steve was the one who took care of it. As he reflected on this, one of the villagers who were stationed at the village outpost hurried up to him. With urgency in her voice, she told him some terrifying news. A pillager patrol was headed their way. They both knew what that would be preliminary to, a full-on raid. It would be too much for the Iron Golem. Usually, villagers weren't able to use a sword or shield anywhere close to as well as a player could. They just weren't built to fight. But some villagers did learn to use weapons. But instead of for defending villages, they conquered them. As she was talking, the loud noise of a pillager's horn shattered the happy atmosphere of the village. The effect was immediate. Every villager secured their animals and children and hurried into their homes, barricading their doors. The precautions would be no match for a full-grown ravager, but they trusted him and the Iron Golem to protect them. there was not much else for them to do. Steve and the Iron Golem stood near the bottom of the hill, where they thought the pillagers would come down. They had had about an hour to set up scant fortifications and some traps. He donned his well-worn set of iron armor and drew his bow out of his inventory. Almost exactly at the hour mark, the trumpet of a pillager's horn resounded through the village once more. The raid had begun. Part 2 next episode, stick around. I didn't get it done fast enough for where I could upload in like the next 3 days. So I'm working on part 2. This wasn't meant to be a cliffhanger because I understand some of you guys don't like that. But I wanted to get an episode out to you guys, and I wanted to be able to share some of the listener stories I've gotten. So, the next listener story does not have a name. It is by Harley. Hello, this is my diary. My name is Billy. I'm a miner in the local village, whatever that was. I've been in this cave waiting and waiting, but my hunger slowly depletes. I was walking to our regular mining spot when I fell into a hole. Some of the villagers standing guard at night saw one of the players that we call Steve blowing up TNT in front of the village. They decided not to warn us while we were heading out to the mine, and I was one of the 5 people to fall through. Out of the 5 people, we only have a stack of bread and 10 cookies. We start to navigate the caves, and luckily we had one of the expert navigators. We walked through plenty of dripstone caves. When we were walking, one of the fellow villagers, who was only 18, fell off and landed on a stalagmite. We had to keep moving, and we fell into a place of almost complete darkness. The only light was from torches, but they were blue. Every few steps we took, we could hear a near-deafening screech. After 3 of these horrifying screeches, there was a rumbling. Before this, I found a diary that said, "There's a horrible beast terrorizing us. Before this happened, there's a rumble. Help!" The rest of the pages were torn out and or unreadable. "Help, it is attacking us. Don't come down here. The loot is good, but it ain't worth it." "Hello, I found your diary. My name is Alexandria, or as people call me, Alex. I'm Steve's girlfriend, and I am here. I found out a name and how to conquer this beast. The name is the Warden, and it mainly hears you. Stay quiet, it can't hear you." Thanks, Harley, for sending in your story. And then the next and final story is by Ethan. This one also does not have a name. This is the story of how I found Giant Alex. I like to play on older versions, and after looking at the Creepypasta Wiki, I decided to try and find Giant Alex. I had spawned on an island off the mainland, so I decided to gather resources and make my way to the mainland, and go search for her. When I got to the mainland, I swear I saw a 12-block high creature watching me. I looked again, and I saw nothing, so I continued to look for her. But as I built a base of operations, nothing strange or abnormal happened, so I just went mining. As I was mining, I heard grass breaking above me, so I rushed up and saw her standing there next to my base. I was terrified, so immediately I left the world. To this day, she still terrifies me. This experience was what stopped me from playing on older versions. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Minecraft Spooky Stories. When I said the episode number in the intro, I believe that is correct. It may be 49. If it's not correct, I'm sorry. But I'll see you guys inside the next episode. And then the next and final story is by Ethan. This one also does not have a name. This is the story of how I found Giant Alex. I like to play on older versions, and after looking at the Creepypasta Wiki, I decided to try and find Giant Alex. I had spawned on an island off the mainland, so I decided to gather resources and make my way to the mainland, and go search for her. When I got to the mainland, I swear I saw a 12-block high creature watching me. I looked again, and I saw nothing, so I continued to look for her. But as I built a base of operations, nothing strange or abnormal happened, so I just went mining. As I was mining, I heard grass breaking above me, so I rushed up and saw her standing there next to my base. I was terrified, so immediately I left the world. To this day, she still terrifies me. This experience was what stopped me from playing on older versions. thank you guys for listening to this episode of Minecraft Spooky Stories. When I said the episode number in the intro, I believe that is correct. It may be 49. If it's not correct, I'm sorry. But I'll see you guys inside the next episode.